The fact that our EMS crews are at great risk when they go into certain areas. I mean, you look at the list of red zones, which have been classified as dangerous, so dangerous that an emergency medical services vehicle can't enter without a police escort. Browns Farm, Philippi, Tafelsig, Beacon Valley, Hyden Park, Nyanga, Guguletu, New Crossroads, Vandenberg, Hanover Park, Bontyville, Lunga Northern, Kalkstierfontein, Elsie's River, Chicago, which is in the Paarl area, Sightseeing, Khayelitsha, and J Section in Lingaletu. This has been a problem for quite a while now, but it was given a particular kind of poignancy by the events of earlier this week when an ambulance translating a boy who would have been 8 years old today if he had lived. He'd been in an accident. He had severe head injuries. He was being translated in an ambulance to the Red Cross Children's Hospital when that ambulance was brought to a halt by stones across the road, broke the tires and so on, and then the personnel were robbed at gunpoint. Another ambulance was dispatched, and by the time the boy arrived at hospital, it was too late to save him. Dan Plato was one of the three city and province leaders who appeared at a media briefing earlier today alongside the health MEC, Norma French Mbombo, and JP Smith of the city's MACO Council in charge of safety and security. Dan Plato is the MEC for community safety. What have you decided can and should be done, Dan, to make it safer for EMS personnel?
John, good afternoon. Also good afternoon to the listeners. We have decided to create safe zones in many of these red zones, as you have indicated, for the ambulances to drive when they do receive a call in any of these red zones, that they first drive to the safe zone. That will be in one of these areas or in almost all of these areas to be created, and that security personnel accompany the ambulance to the necessary address or to the necessary scene. So that when the ambulance personnel is busy with a patient, that there is always eyes and people around them to secure their safety, but also to look after the patient and the ambulance as well. That process will commence immediately, and we will communicate the commencement of the safe zones, when it is going to start and when it's up and running. We will communicate that to the public at that stage.
Where are these security personnel going to come from? Because the SAPs don't have sufficient members to offer them. I know that the Premier has asked for the Defence Force to accompany. Shaim de Vries, who's head of Emergency Medical Services, says he doesn't want soldiers. What unit? Are they going to be specially created? Are they going to come from Metro?
We talk about that. We talk about the army. It's one option. Even if they say now they don't want that, we will communicate and get to a amicable solution. We're looking at neighborhood watches. We're looking at walking buses, CPF people to retrain them. We're already busy with the retraining of neighborhood watches as well as walking buses. And those that fit the criteria will be appointed to be the safety personnel that needs to accompany the ambulances. Look, with the ambulance personnel, even if they say they don't want soldiers and that sort of thing, if it is an emergency situation and if there is a dire need for protection for those people, we will have to look at extraordinary measures. And maybe, and this is as far as we're concerned, as the Western Cape government, is part of what we call extraordinary measures.
Will these security personnel be armed? Because generally, the folk who are attacking the ambulances are armed.
In many of the cases, they will be armed. In many of the cases.
And you feel you will have enough people who are sufficiently trained to be able to be deployed? I've no idea what the sort of frequency is of ambulances being called into these red zone areas where you will now create the safe zone. Will you have enough personnel to do it?
Definitely. Look, they will look at a wide range of issues, not only EMS personnel. What is not said at the press conference this morning, the one idea is to look at the safe zone, possibly at a clinic or a day hospital, that where the terrain is it's large enough for us to structure such a safe zone. We're also talking to the Department of Education and had some agreement with the MEC and the head of department at this stage, even to use some of the schools in one of the Red Zones associations, particularly the schools that is situated right in the middle of the Red Zone area, where the kids need to duck and dive to the ground when bullets fly even into the classrooms and that sort of thing. So we're looking even at that wide range of issues as for these safe zones, not only to look after the safety of EMS personnel, but also to look after the safety of children and teachers and the surrounding area as well.
Thank you very much. Let's hope it works. Dan Plato, the MEC for Community Safety.